All right, this week brings another opportunity to take one last lap in the wild, weird, mystical, metaphysical waters of Pisces season before we get ready for the ultimate rebirth reset. Let's get into it. Do it. What does this mean for us, for you, for me, for the collective, and of course, for our highest and hottest selves?
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
I'm Maddie Murphy, your guide, your cosmic consultant, along for this wild ride of being a human. LOL, nothing makes me more question. I'm like, am I a human? Am I here? Is this real life than Pisces season? And we have one more full week to enjoy or wait out or do whatever we need to do with this psychedelic energy before we go into Aries season, which is also going to bring us back into eclipse season. That's right, my bunnies and baddies. Eclipse season. It feels like we just finished it, but we're back again. And in today's episode, I'm going to break down for you a little bit of what we can expect with the lunar eclipse on March 25th. I know it's a ways away. It'll be about 2 weeks out from the day this podcast drops, but to be prepared is to be aware. And we want to really set ourselves up for celestial success. So I wanted to give you guys some tips and pointers and things to muse on and meditate on before we jump into that portal. From one portal to the next, am I right? That is the vibe nowadays. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about if astrology isn't real, naturally. And before we do that, Virgo announcements, I'm going to keep it cute, going to keep it short and sweet here. Two things for eclipse season. If you want to, you know, not navigate it alone, if you want some extra tools, make sure to sign up for our Cosmic RX premium subscription. Join the Lunarverse. We're going to have community events. We're going to gather on April 8th. I'm going to do a live call where we're not going to do our manifestation ceremony, not that, but we're going to have a little time for healing, a little time for creativity, a little time for just like filling up your cup again. That's going to be for the solar eclipse. That's going to be the total solar eclipse. That's going to be very visible over the USA, Mexico. They're calling it the Great American Eclipse. So if you're looking out in the calendar as I'm talking about these dates and you're like, I would like a little extra support, come on in. The water's warm. And also the waitlist is live for the Saturn Return Support Group. This is going to be a monthly meetup for just a support group for any of you Saturn and Pisces baddies who are just like, you know what? I tried going this alone for the past year. Not working. Do not recommend. Do not pass go. This is not the vibe. If you are in your Saturn return era and you want it to give more like growth, thriving, taking your power back and less getting your ass kicked and handed to you by the universe, check out the waitlist. All right. We would love to have you be the first to know when we announce that that goes live, get some extra perks and goodies. I'm super hyped on it because I wish I had that during my Saturn return. I'm laughing about the messiness that she was in. Okay, so those are the Virgo announcements. Let's jump in to if astrology isn't real. This astrology isn't real moment is really just brought to you by the silliness of Pisces season. Who here has been following the story with the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience in Scotland? It's gone viral. They're calling it the Fire Festival of Experiential Events. And I think really what called my attention to it is that there was this viral picture of a very sad looking scene and Oompa Loompa in this like blurry, weird set. And I'm like, what the F is this? So I guess if you missed it, there was in Glasgow, you know, the citizens there were advertised to have this like interactive, crazy, like one of those pop-ups, like how I went to the Museum of Ice Cream I was telling you about. one of those places you go and it's like magical and there's crazy like photo ops and experiences. And I guess the guy who created it created all of the pictures for the event with AI. So this story is brought to you by Pisces season meets Pluto in Aquarius. This is our first Pisces season with Pluto in Aquarius. And I was wondering what kind of weird, trippy ass shit was going to happen. And it was this. So if you go online, you'll see the pictures of what the event was supposed to be. And it's like so colorful and crazy and cool and, you know, Willy Wonka vibes. And then when people got there, it was like so, so sad. And like just in an abandoned warehouse with like some sad balloons. The Oompa Loompas look sad. It really kind of united the internet. One of those events that I'm just so grateful for. Of like, things are so hard. Things are so weird. But it was one of those events that really united us in laughter because the misleading AI generated imagery and then what it actually was so funny. And the actual ads are insane. Please go look at them. You're going to feel again like you're on a psychedelic trip. But the AI created like an ad, like it says here, entertaining entertainment, like everything spelled wrong. And then it says, in terms of like the advertisement, the bullet points, it says cat gat. Dean, whatever that is, Karchi tunes, exasperate lollipops, and a paradise of sweet treats. And it's just insane. It makes me feel like it's all a fever dream. Yeah, the Grim Warehouse, there's this like weird AI made up this weird character that's like a creepy ghost that like lives in the factory walls that has nothing to do with Willy Wonka. And it just went viral. It's, you know, it's been memeified. It's officially in our cultural lexicon through that. And truly, like, please check it out. It is literally the best story on the internet right now, especially because the Oompa Loompa went viral. Everyone's like, this Oompa Loompa's so sad. And she's clapping back and she's like, listen, I am just paid here to do a job. I didn't even get paid for it. I tried to make the best of it. And then there was really cute photos of her like leaked out that were like her earnestly trying to make the best of it and like show kids a good time in this sad effing AI generated event. So please go check that out. And also Google Willy Wonka Experience the Unknown to see if you want to know more about this like fake weird made up character that they created. That was my astrology isn't real moment for the week. So many of you messaged me about it. So many of you also messaged me about this series on TikTok. The woman behind the story, who's like our now favorite bestie and like local celebrity, by local, I mean to TikTok. The series called Who the F Did I Marry? If you have not checked it out, go do it. It's a really good example of like Pluto and Aquarius kind of taking back, again, like everyday people becoming celebrities. This woman released a no joke 50-part TikTok story. It's a 50-part playlist, y'all. So many of you told me I had to listen to it. I was listening to this like an audiobook. I was up at 4 a.m. with Jordy listening to this. I was on my hot girl walk listening to this. My FYP has seen nothing else for days. And I was hooked. It was literally like better than anything I watched lately on Netflix or Hulu. And so because of that, everyone was like tagging, like Netflix, Hulu, give this girl a deal. Like, it's an interesting story. If you have 40 hours to commit to it, go check it out. If not, you can just see, and she's basically just telling her story. And she said, I want to warn other people. You know, I'm not going to spoil too much, but essentially she got married to someone who was a pathological liar. And she's like, I want everyone to understand, like, you know, she calls him the United Nations of red flags. I don't know. The whole thing is so messy. Go check it out. But now I saw, like, she's been all over the local news. CAA, the famous talent agency, has signed her. I think, like, she may be getting, like, deals for, like, a TV show or something. And I'm like, you know what? Good for her. She deserves it. And again, it's just that very Pluto and Aquarius thing where this very, you know, normal, everyday person just living their life decides to share her story, blows up, and now she's having what I hope is beyond 15 minutes of fame. But yeah, so check that out. Again, two just more lighthearted, if astrology isn't real, moments for the week, because I'm going to enjoy them now. As we go into eclipse season, anything could happen. Speaking of anything could happen, let's talk about the moon. Let's talk about her, our lunar lover, Mama Moon, who I'm so grateful for. I also love all the time just kind of forgetting what's happening with the moon because I am just also in my muggle messiness all the time. And I'll just like check in with her and I'm like, oh, great. Yep, that's why I'm crying. Okay. Oh, this is why I'm feeling manic. Okay, check, check. She never misses. So with that, let's check in with what's going on the moon so we can understand what's happening in our inner world so we can just integrate the best way with the outer world. So Monday, the 11th, the day this podcast comes out, 3/11, we're in a Taurus moon vibe. As a little heads up, whenever we have a Taurus moon, or now at least to the end of May, it's going to be working with Jupiter and Uranus. So on Taurus moon days, we might pay attention to, we might feel something really expansive, something that connects us back to our sense of faith, or we have that ability to us. The Jupiter vibes with Taurus are really a kind of amplifying Taurus energy, but the Uranus energy of it too might also be like, ooh, unexpected things happening. You might have ideas, downloads. How I kind of interpret this is if you're feeling stuck on a problem or a decision, get into your body these days. And so for this week, it would be Monday and then Tuesday until about 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Because with the Jupiter, Uranus, and the moon in Taurus, it's kind of like get into the body or get into nature and see what comes out of that. What's the lightning bolt? What's the light bulb moment that can kind of like strike forward from there? So that's what I'm going to recommend to you. We're going to look out for Pisces sun, Taurus moon can be like overindulgence in the not like fun way. Listen, I am one of the card carrying members, flag waving ambassadors for treat culture. My brother-in-law actually makes fun of us in a gentle way about like how much we love toxic treat culture in my family. Everything we do is like just to get a little treat after. So that being said, I love treat culture, but we have to look out for Taurus moon, Pisces sun. It's like we can just really go overboard with something, or like treat culture can actually become toxic, or we could, you know, overindulge with like the food, alcohol, drugs. So let's just be mindful of that. Let's check ourselves before we wreck ourselves there. And then Tuesday evening, I am sorry, everyone. I just messed up. You know, I'm going to leave this in. Jessica, Alicia, leave in my mistakes. I am but merely human. I don't know how I did this. I messed up. But Monday, the 11th into the 12th at 8 p.m. is Aries moon day, coming off the Aries moon vibes of the weekend. And then we go into Tuesday, Taurus at 8:30 p.m. So y'all with me? Let's just go back into we're starting the week with Aries moon vibes. Coming out hot. We're doing something. We're getting shit done. I love to use Aries moon days for something I'm procrastinating on or to do something by myself for myself. Okay, so Aries moon days, we're going to do that. We're going to look out for with Pisces sun, Aries moon. We can sometimes have our emotions, if we're not listening to them or registering them, they can erupt in ways that maybe don't feel super conscious. And we can just have like almost anger becomes like blanket emotion for everything or frustration. So, you know, bust out that old wheel of emotion so we get a little bit more fine-tuned, more nitty-gritty with what we're feeling into. And then I would love to have you kind of like sit and process, right? Like meditate, journal, work through some of that. I'm not saying that your anger is not valid. It might just be anger you're feeling. But sometimes there may be like an emotion under that might be unlocking something for you. Okay, so that's Monday into Tuesday evening. Then Tuesday evening, 8:30 p.m. into Wednesday, into Thursday at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time are the Taurus moon vibes that I just mentioned, right? With the Jupiter Uranus moon, we're getting into our bodies, we're getting into nature to let those ahas happen, and we're watching out for that. Like we're treating ourselves, but we're also we're also being mindful. And then the 14th on Thursday, we have a Gemini moon. So this goes from the 14th into Friday all day, Saturday all day into Sunday around 5:40 a.m. Eastern time. So this brings us through the end of the week into a mostly Gemini moon weekend. Now, Gemini moon, Pisces sun, oof, be open to the magic in the streets, meaning like, I would love for you to set intention and just be like, I allow magic to find me today. I allow myself to cosmically connect and just strike up conversations with people. Literally walk into a bookstore and just like let yourself be an oracle and like see what you're drawn to. Look for sort of the oracle mystical messages in the everyday life. Seek it out, everything. If you get a ping in your mind to Google something, one of my dear friends, Isette, she's been on the podcast. She always talks about her spirit guides will wake her up in the middle of the night and be like, Google this term that she's like never even heard of. and it always leads her somewhere interesting. So I want us to be open to that, right? Like there's some kind of magic in the mundane. There's a lot of like cosmic connections available to us. And this is bringing us to the last few days of Pisces season, the last few hours of it even. Let's kind of think about like, how can we make the most of that? Let's drop into that one last completely trippy, anything could happen, psychedelic energy of Pisces season with that Gemini moon. Love this for us. Then we're going to look out for, well, everything I just said. It's a psychedelic trippy ass weekend. You know, just be grounded. We can feel a little or very much ungrounded with this double mutable energy. But there's something, I don't know why I'm getting this hit to tell us that like, be careful who you share your dreams with. Like not everyone deserves to have access to all of your hopes and dreams and aspirations and all of that. Like it's kind of like keep things a little bit closer to the vest, not in like a fearful way, but there's just something about that's coming through. So that's our moon report. And let's go into now talking about our first introduction to eclipse season. Oh my goodness. Here we are, planetary planning, eclipse season, WTF. Now, in this week before eclipse season, the one headline that I just don't want to leave out because it actually ties into the eclipse season is on March 11th, Venus moves into Pisces. I love Venus in Pisces. You know, in the kind of traditional Hellenistic astrology, they say Venus is exalted in Pisces. Venus is the planet, right, of love, beauty, values, art. And so do you think that she loves being in Pisces? She loves being in Pisces. This is dreamy, romantic, imaginative energy. This is like literally the energy of like falling in love instantly, romanticizing your life, fairy tale vibes, which is beautiful. We do have to stay grounded in reality during Venus in Pisces. But I personally love when Venus is in Pisces. We have this from March 11th to April 8th. Why is this also extra important? Well, because on March 25th, again, we officially are going to be in that heart of the eclipse portal from March 25th to April 8th. And this first eclipse is a lunar eclipse in Libra, which means that the eclipse is ruled by Venus. So, I want us to look back at this fall, the last eclipses we had. Those dates were October 14th, we had the new moon solar eclipse in Libra. So I want you to look at the Libra part of your chart. I want you to look at what were the accelerated changes going on in your life around October 14th. Now, then also obviously on April 8th is the Aries eclipse. And that we're going to be talking about, that was a story that began around like April 20th of this past year, 2023. And I'm going to talk more about the Aries eclipse in a separate segment, but I'll be like, eclipses happen in these pairings, so we can't really separate them. But I do want to focus on this first lunar eclipse in Libra. This is like the biggest story of March. It's one of the headlines of the year astrologically. So first of all, when we look back in October, when Venus was the ruler of that eclipse, also on October 14th, except Venus was in Virgo, which Venus in Virgo, I love my Venus in Virgo babies, but it's a different kind of love. It's like an editing. Like we're looking at things of like, especially that eclipse, of like what isn't working anymore? What needs to be edited here? With now Venus in Pisces as the ruler, there is like almost these themes around like, okay, now that we edited some things, how can we bring more healing? How can we bring more beauty? How can we bring more art to our relationships, to our lives? And we know that eclipses bring accelerated changes, karmic plot twist energy. And so we're going to probably see around this eclipse things happening. Like there might be a letting go of relationships, but again, in the spirit of sort of healing and love and generosity, where relationships may be asked to take on a new form. And we know during all these South Node and Libra eclipses and in our whole cosmic karmic assignment that started in July of this year when the nodes officially switched into North Node, Aries, South Node, Libra, we are being asked to release some karma, if you will, transmute some energy, look at our resistance around the concepts that have to do with South Node and Libra, like people pleasing, like having unbalanced relationships, having relationships go beyond the surface level, moving to new levels of intimacy, balance, fairness in relationships. Actually, that if astrology isn't real, story with Risa Tisa was very, that TikTok story was very South Node and Libra too, now that I'm thinking about it. And we're focusing on this concept of peacekeeping, not peacemaking, right? And we're looking at the ability to like talk through hard things or have healthy conflict or confrontation, not as a way of just being, you know, like I said last week, like different, it's the difference between being a truth teller and just being a dick. It's like, we're not going through conflict and talking about hard things just to like be mean or be a dick, but we're doing it so we can actually crack into what it means to truly be in a balanced relationship or in a harmonious state with ourselves, with the world. And this also is happening on the macro very much so. We know that, I don't have to tell anyone here, but the Libra eclipse, October 14th, was right as we saw everything really ramping up on the national stage or international stage in a way we've never seen before with Israel-Palestine, right? So with this eclipse, we might continue to see just a shifting around diplomatic ties, looking at like further rulings or announcements around everything from, you know, what's happening in Israel-Palestine, but also feeling different consequences and ramifications for that here in the USA, especially because the eclipse in April is the Great American Eclipse going over the USA. The last one we had was in 2017. We also have like an exact Chiron return for the US after those eclipses in April, but we can also expect like legal rulings around really Aries and Libra. It also connects us to reproductive issues. There's a lot of in astrology things around like border issues and immigration, so we can pay attention to that. Obviously, I'm going to invite you all to, as we go into these eclipses, to hold the prayer, hold the vision for peace negotiations, permanent ceasefire, just an end to like suffering on the level we've been seeing it, right? Eclipses come in and do things, and lunar eclipses kind of eclipse things out, and things can happen faster than we imagine. So what if we held that in the field? Not that everything's going to be wrapped up with a neat and tidy bow, but it is there for us. And again, this March 25th eclipse in Libra for us on the personal level is going to be asking us to think about this, like this concept of peacemaking, this concept of like, is there something I have to release and let go of? Is there also an invitation for me to return to art and beauty? And I think about this lunar eclipse in Libra. I heard someone, an astrologer, S.J. Anderson, talk about like getting together with friends and making art under this eclipse. And I love that invitation. And so I'm going to extend that to you too, of like, can you get together? These times are so weird and so confusing. And what if you just under this eclipse was like, I want to be with people that I enjoy. And just almost this making art is feeling essential under this eclipse and under everything this eclipse is moving us through. Art is a way of getting in touch with ourselves, with each other. And again, I'm just making the world a little bit of a more beautiful place. In fact, I'm thinking of, Jordi received an amazing book called Miss Rumphius. It's like one of my favorite. I had never read it growing up. The first time I read to him, I was weeping. Of course, one of my favorite Pisces, Heather of Monks Alive, who I talk about, she came to visit. She saw I had the book and she's like, yes, this book is my favorite. I recommend everyone go read it if you haven't. And one of the concepts of the book, right, is like this woman's life purpose or her invitation or her karmic cosmic calling is to make the world a little bit more of a beautiful place, to leave more beauty behind. And she does this through scattering lupine seeds. And it's so beautiful. And it really, like, when I read it, it really hit me. It's actually based on a true woman, on a true story. And I think about that, something with this Venus in Pisces being the ruler of this eclipse in Libra. There's so much happening, and a lot of it, unfortunately, we can't control, but we can control the energy we bring to our relationships, the diplomacy that we have with each other, the peace that we embody within ourselves, within our local community, within our relationships, how we choose to show up to them, and how we are choosing to show up. Are we choosing to add more beauty to the world or take away beauty from the world, right? And that's just something I want us to think about. And of course, during these eclipses, the usual eclipse self-care is needed. I'm going to ask you all, again, we don't do our manifestation work. We don't do active magic work because the eclipses are our chance a few times a year to just practice surrender, trust, releasing the grip, letting go of the steering wheel, and instead focusing on our other practices, right? Meditation, grounding, listening, gentle movement, like our spiritual practice, manifesting. I always like to remind ourselves of that. How can we come into our other practices? And how can we also take really good care of ourselves? Eclipses affect us physically a lot. You all know my famous story of like Chance getting so sick on the eclipses when he was a puppy and like scared the bejesus out of me. But it also reminded me of like how much we feel this physically, even though our human brains are just kind of hardwired to steamroll over all of that and just be like, we're fine, we're fine. But they do, they drain our energy, eclipses. We need to stay extra hydrated. We need to eat well. We need to be getting our sleep. We need to be remembering those, like, what they call, like, the houseplant 101s of being a human. Like, we need some sunlight. We need some water. And I'm just going to encourage you to the best of our ability. It's not a perfect process, but just trying to create room, margins of time in your schedule. I find that eclipses, when I've overpacked my schedule, when I'm not listening, that's when I'll have, like, you know, my eclipsy lunatic moments and having meltdowns and breakdowns or just kind of losing my center. But if we can just sort of take deep breaths, create little buffers of time, moments for ourselves, and building in our schedule, like little moments and pockets of time for if things go kooky or have time for us to process things or just deal with the plot twists in real time, it really can make all the difference. And I'll talk about, like I said, the April 8th eclipse. It's conjunct Chiron. It's a solar eclipse. We're only having solar eclipses in Aries for this whole eclipse like series. There's no lunar eclipse in Aries. So just let that be a clue too of like, we are in mega rebirth, 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 rebirth mode. Aries, Aries energy, looking at that in like the highest consciousness frequency, what that means to us. And it's going to be kind of wild from April to June. There's just, the eclipse is going to activate a lot of interesting energy for us. But so for now, I want us to think about this south node in Libra and looking at our partnerships, looking at our concept of justice, looking at beauty, and looking at what we're meant to kind of release with grace and ease and look at differently and redefine in the Libra part of our charts and our hearts so that we can live in more of the fullness of that healthy expression of Aries. So we've got this. We're born for these times. We're so excited. Again, if you want to gather in community, April 8th, we're going to be doing a solar eclipse call together. Then stay tuned. You know, maybe we'll be definitely doing something for the lunar eclipse also with Cosmic RX, led by a community member. But I just, you know, wanted to have everyone have this bulletin, this planetary PSA way ahead of time. So we can start looking at the schedule, start looking at maybe some of the themes that were emerging in October, knowing that they might be coming back up again or most definitely will be coming back up again. And I'm wrapping y'all on Stardust, as always. Until next week, you know, I'm just sending out like beams from the heart field, beacons of energy that is calling into you, just you living your most free and fulfilled feeling life so you can liberate yourself, hold space for the liberation of others. And of course, call in those big, fat, juicy checks and the most toe-curling, fulfilling, best consensual sex ever. Until next week, mwah, big kisses.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.